Yeah, obviously it was very disappointing. You know, I got to give Grand Valley the credit that they came in here and they revved it up and they played very well. And we didn't. You know, we didn't execute the way that we needed to execute. And, you know, we came up short. And, you know, our program is going in the right direction. Today we had an opportunity to test it against a high horsepower program, and we didn't match up today.
Did it feel like a step back at all?
Well, I don't know if it was a step back. It's just continually trying to test where you are and where things are at, you know, and we just couldn't get things clicking, and we were not able to control the line of scrimmage offensively. Couldn't get things going, and then when we lost our quarterback, then that made it even more challenging. The young guy that came in has really hadn't had any experience, so you know, that didn't make things any better.
How is Schneider?
I think he'll be okay. You know, he ended up hitting his head on the turf, you know, after he got hit, and was dizzed from that, and it wasn't safe to put him back in the football game.
Matt, obviously you never want to lose to a rival. Talk a little bit about, I guess, your reflections on the game and how you guys performed.
You know, it was tough. This is my 6th year, so we went 0-6 against them. We really wanted to, you know, go out with at least one win against them, but obviously it's tough to take this one, especially, you know, how much they were a physical team. You know, they were getting 4 to 5 yards, you know, before they were even touched, you know, on offense. So, you know, the way, you know, to go out like that, it was, you know, it's pretty tough.
Is it hard to kind of coincide that with the advancements you guys have made when compared to last season?
Yeah, you know, it is. Last year was a tough, you know, it was a close game against them, and this year they just came out and, you know, we expected a lot different from this. You know, we thought we could win this game. You know, it didn't pan out, but no reason why we can't go 8-3. You know, our heads are still high.
Yeah, Coach, obviously you guys are expecting to still finish the season strong, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's one step at a time, you know, and today was obviously a test that didn't go in our favor, but we're going to regroup and come back in on Sunday, and it's all about making improvement from week to week, and obviously after today there's some things that we need to work on. But I'll tell you one thing, you know, you got to give credit to Grand Valley. I mean, that's a high horsepower football team, and you know, I think from last week to this week, I think they took a pretty huge step, you know, and you have to play your A game. Everything has to be clicking. You can't drop footballs. You can't miss this or you can't miss that to be able to beat a football team like that, and that just didn't happen for us today.
Matt, you guys, I assume, are itching to get out there and be able to prove yourselves again.
Yeah, you know, like you said, this one's tough to take, but, you know, we'll get back Tuesday, you know, practice, and and go take care of Indy, and I guess I finish this thing 8-3. There's no reason why we can't.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. All right.